Good morning. Our question today is, if a city or maybe even a country has a Rav that's been appointed, a rabbi that's been appointed, and he's a major Talmud Chacham, does everyone have to treat him with kavod as if he is the Rebbe Mufak or not? Just so a quick recap of what we've been seeing. Basically, on a high level, we saw that there are two tiers in showing kavod to Rabbanim. Somebody who is a Rebbe Mufak to an individual, a Rav Mufak as defined by somebody who has learned the majority of his Torah knowledge from that Rebbe. And the Rama adds on, it has to be specifically in halachic areas that really teaches you emes and yashrus as opposed to pilpul. There's a much higher standard of kavod that is necessary to be shown to that Rebbe Mufak. And we went through a number of the examples brought in Shulchan Aruch, and we can go through a little bit later as we go through this important question. But this, be that as it may, a Rebbe Mufak has to be shown a tremendous amount of kavod. On the other end, if we have even a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, a Rebbe, but it's not the Rebbe Mufak, you still have to show kavod, you still have to stand up when he's within four amos, etc., speak with respect, but it's a very, very different concept of kavod that has to be shown to somebody who's not the Rebbe Mufak. And last time we discussed, how about the Gadol Ador? And it turns out the Gadol Ador, even if you haven't learned from the Gadol Ador, but still he has to be treated as a Rebbe Mufak. And it could be even people that are close to the Gadol Ador in their Torah knowledge, they also have to be treated like a Rebbe Mufak. Today the question specifically is, how about a Rav of an ear? This the Rebbe of a city, Moscow has a wonderful chief rabbi. Various cities have wonderful chief rabbis. South Africa, the country, has a chief rabbi. So do we have to treat that individual as a Rebbe Mufak or like a regular Rav? So the Tshuvas, actually, we should also define this, that could very well be that when we go through the halacha, we're talking about an individual that was appointed by the people in that city or in that country, as opposed to having a governmental representative or somebody who is appointed by the government. That may not be the same level as having to show kavod, because it wasn't that the people accepted upon themselves that individual because he's a tremendous Torah sage. And be that as it may, we're going to go through the Tshuvas Divrei Malkihel, who was asked our question. Somebody posed the following: if you have a Rav of a city, do you have to treat him like your Rebbe Mufak, or do you treat him like a regular Rav, Talmud Chacham, and the like, but you don't have the higher standard of requirements necessary for a Rav of a city like your Rebbe Mufak? That was the question that was posed to him. And he says as follows, Kipshuto, when we talk about showing that high level of kavod, it's a Rebbe who is your Rabbo Mufak. That's talking about somebody you've learned the majority of your knowledge from. However, having said that, says the Divrei Malkihel, a tremendous chiddush. Actually, two tremendous chiddushes, but the second one is built on the first one. So the first one is as follows: this chiluk, this distinction between somebody who is a Rebbe and a Rebbe Mufak. Then when we have a Rebbe Mufak, you have to show so much more kavod than a regular Rebbe. Says the Divrei Malkihel, it appears to me that is talking about after you have stopped learning from a Rav, you have to make that analysis. Is that Rav that I learned from in the past, is that a regular Rebbe or my Rebbe Mufak, because I learned the majority of my Torah from him? That is when you're looking back in hindsight, how much did I learn from that Rebbe? Majority of my Torah. Have to treat him as a Rebbe Mufak, even if you're no longer learning actively from him. However, says the Divrei Malkihel, if you are learning right now from a Rav, even if you haven't learned the majority of your Torah knowledge from him or anywhere close to that, but he is currently teaching you, he is your Rebbe, you have to treat him as your Rebbe Mufak. And he basically brings two rationales for that. Number one is that right now he's your Rebbe. You have to treat him like your Rebbe Mufak if you're treating you. He's actively teaching you right now, so you have to treat him like the Rebbe Mufak, even if you haven't learned the majority of your knowledge from him. And in addition, he builds on to that a second rationale, because it's possible that in the future you will learn the majority of your Chachma from him, and you are currently learning from him, you're active learning from him, that could continue, and you could learn the majority of your Torah knowledge from him. Accordingly, right now, while he's your Rebbe, you have to treat him as your Rebbe Mufak. So that is what he says. And then he builds on to that it appears to him that even somebody who is a Rav of a city as well, Nire Borur, the Batamit Chacham Hamamuna al Tzibor, if you have a Talmud Chacham who's been appointed on the Tzibor, Ladun or the Horos, to be a judge, to teach, leaders, to give drushas, Iav Shasha lo Yilmadumi Menu Bnei Iro Shum Davar Borah. It's important, it's impossible that people aren't going to be learning at least something from him, at least something, a Psak Halacha or Chidush Torah, something like that. And accordingly, he says, certainly you have to call him Rebbe, you have to treat him with respect of the higher level of the Rebbe Mufak. You can't simply give him a Shalom Aleichem. You have to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. And then he says as follows, V'chein le'inyan hora nira pashut sh'asul tamid chacham shabir lahoras b'makam sh'yesham rav. If there are other tamidei chachamim, you can't be paskening shailas when he's there. Basically, the Divrei Malkiel is saying 2 points. Point number one, if you're active learning from a rav, even though he doesn't fit the strict criteria of Rebbe Mufak because you haven't learned the majority of your Torah from him, you still have to treat him as the Rebbe Mufak because you're actively learning from him. And point number two is when you have an appointee, a Rav who's been appointed in a city as well, even if you haven't learned the majority of your Torah from him, it doesn't matter. You're going to learn something from him. You also have the higher responsibility, the higher level of kavod must be given to such an individual. This is the Divrei Malkiel's Chiddush, a tremendous Chiddush. He is expanding greatly the definition of Rabbo Mufak, basically to three areas now. Rabbo Mufak, the classic definition, somebody you've learned the majority of your Torah knowledge from, even if you're not actively learning from him. Number two is a Rav that you are actively learning from, even if you haven't learned the majority of your Torah from. He's teaching you right now, and you may learn the majority of your Torah knowledge from. And in addition, a Rav of a city who's been appointed, that individual as well, you have the halachas of treating him as your Rebbe Mufak. That is the Chiddush, two Chiddushes, Chidushim of the Divrei Malkiel. Now, having said that, the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah says he's not on board with these Chidushim. He says, based on this Divrei Malkiel, we would say that any Magid Shir or any Marbitz Torah that is actively teaching people, even though he's not their Rebbe Mufak, he hasn't taught them the majority of their Torah knowledge, you would have to treat him as the Rebbe Mufak. And you could have all the requirements of Rebbe Mufak, as we went through in the past, and we'll go through quickly. You're not allowed to take your tefillin off in front of him. You're not allowed to sit down in front of him. You can't go into the shvitz or the mikveh with him. You can't sit in front of him until he says you can sit. You can't stand until he says stand up, until you have your shoes to stand up. When you are departing from him, you can't turn your back on him. As normally, when you say goodbye to somebody and you turn around and go, you'd have to walk backwards like we do at the Kotel. All of these requirements as enumerated in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya Simon Reish Mem Bey, Seif Tet Zayin, would be required of any Rav who gives a Dvar Torah, Dvar Halacha, Parsha Shir that you go to, Daf Yomi Shir, you'd have to treat him as your Rebbe Mufak, even though you don't know the majority of your Torah from him. You know very little Torah from him, but he's an active Rav of yours. Says the Divrei Malkiel, that makes him a Rebbe Mufak. The Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah says that cannot be, and he adds on, V'lo shamanu v'lo ra'inu lizar b'zeh. We have not heard such a chiddush. We haven't seen anyone being nizar, being careful about this at all. Klal u'klal, not in the least. We've not seen anyone that is makbid about this. And he says, Chalila, chas v'shalom, we should think that all of Klal Yisrael are making mistakes, that all the Talmidei Chachamim of Klal Yisrael, they're violating these halachas because they're not treating anyone who they learn from like a Rebbe Mufak. And he says, Uchamaduma Shigam Barav Hamata Ainis Harim, because then not only are we talking about somebody who you're actively learning from, but the Rav of a city as well, he says that we are not makbid on such a thing. So in a nutshell, we see here that we have a big chiddush, two chiddushim of the Divrei Malkiel, who says that these halachas of Rebbe Mufak apply not only to your classic Rebbe Mufak, but anyone you're actively learning Torah from, and also the Rav of a city. But that really is the chiddush of the Divrei Malkiel. Doesn't seem that that has been accepted by any means by Klal Yisrael. If you're actively learning Torah from somebody, certainly so proper kavod, but not as a Rebbe Mufak, and this Rav of a city as well, show kavod, but not as a Rebbe Mufak. If you want to, go ahead, but absolutely not required. Have a wonderful day.